Would you like to see something that lived millions of years ago? You can if you find a fossil. The remains or traces of plants, animals, and even bacteria that are preserved in stone are called fossils. If you've ever pressed a coin into clay and then removed it, you've seen the sort of image you'll find in many fossils. The original thing isn't there anymore, but there's an impression of it left in the stone. Many fossils are easy to recognize as the living things they once were. The plant fossil you see in the smaller photo here, for example, looks like the tracing of a fern leaf. Usually, the harder portions of an organism are what last long enough to become fossils. Sometimes, the hard structures are preserved almost whole. For instance, entire fossilized dinosaur bones have been petrified or changed to a stony substance. Fossils are not always easy to find. Only a small fraction of all ancient life ever became fossils. And the fossils that did form are often buried deep underground. You can tell the fossils in the big photo used to be fish. After they died millions of years ago, they sank to the riverbed and became covered with soft mud. Their flesh wasted away, but their bones were held together by the mud. Eventually, the river dried up. It was filled with dust and dirt blown by the winds. The bones of the fish stayed where they were. Slowly, the mud of the riverbed turned to stone. Finally, somebody found this fossil while digging where the river once was.